Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining us now on our newsline is legal analyst Joey Jackson. Joey, thanks for joining us. So four charges referred by the January 6th committee today. What do you think of these charges and recommendations?
Look, the January 6th committee convened for the purpose in a bipartisan, that is Republican and Democrats, really evaluating what happened that led to the insurrection of the Capitol. Their central focus was whether or not the peaceful transference of power was intermeddled with or interfered with in any way. And now we have what they said is the case. And so as you look at these four separate charges, one, it's important to note, I should say, before getting into the charges, that this is a referral. Congress does not prosecute people. Congress makes a recommendation to our Department of Justice. It is now up to the Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, and professional prosecutors to make the assessment as to whether they should move forward and indict the president. Now, in the event they do, then we get to look at what they'll be indicting him for. The first one relates to assisting with or engaging in an insurrection. Now, the significance of that is if they do indict him, it carries up to 10 years in jail, in addition to barring him from holding any office under the United States. So presuming they were to prosecute, they being the Justice Department, and were to obtain a conviction, he'd be barred from running for president again. If you look at the other three charges, each of which carry 5 years, the other I just noted carrying 10, one is conspiracy to defraud the United States, another is unlawfully or knowingly providing false statements, and the final one is influencing or impeding an official proceeding of the U.S. government. Of course, they were convening, that is Congress, to really vote on the transference of power, to accept the electors, and to otherwise confer Joe Biden to be the president. So these are very significant, first time in our history that a former president has been referred for criminal charges like this.
Right, Joey, and justice really has a weighty decision here, because if they decide not to prosecute, they're discounting the work of the committee. If they do prosecute, as you noted, it's a historic decision.
There's no question about it. It is a weighty decision indeed. And let's not forget the fact that Mr. Trump has announced a run for the presidency, right? There's all types of guidance, Department of Justice guidance, with respect to the time frames and time guidelines in which they should really be looking to indict a person running for the presidency, right? And are they now getting into politics? Are they not? And you want to, if you're the Justice Department, approach this in a fashion which does not look in any way political. So I think they'll be looking at that, but at the end of the day, justice has to be served. So again, this is not a mandate to the Department of Justice to prosecute. It is simply a referral where they could take this report and the guidance provided with the report, decide to pursue it. And if they did, it would be historic in this country, seeing former President Trump indicted. And then, of course, it would go to a jury to make an assessment as to whether the charges would stick and whether he would be convicted. 25 years in jail in total, if you count up the four charges and what the U.S. code provides for them upon a conviction.
If you were a betting man, Joey, does DOJ file the charges?
I would believe that the Department of Justice has to take the Congress seriously, and I believe that the Department of Justice may very well do its civic duty, file the charges, and then it would be up to Mr. Trump and his legal team to proffer whatever defenses are available, and it would be up to members of the jury to render a conclusion as to whether he's guilty or not. Everyone presumed innocent till proven guilty. That applies to the former president. It applies to everyone. But in the event the Department of Justice goes forward, make no mistake about it, the consequences and the risk to the former president could be significant indeed.
Legal analyst Joey Jackson. Joey, as always, thank you.
My pleasure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.